the key to what I would consider my success is my ability to, first of all, to ask the right questions and to listen. And then the second one is to execute quickly. I know I got to move fast and I got to get a lot done. A lot of progress happened very rapidly, faster than it would if I was to be an employee.
I'm talking today with Brian Snodgrass, who is the founder of Nitro Supply Chain Solutions that helps small and medium businesses develop and implement supply chain strategies for cost savings. Nitro partners with businesses to drive results as a fractional team member. Welcome, Brian. With the limitations of LinkedIn, you only have so many ways
to show people what you do. And you have to do it within the constraints of LinkedIn, which sometimes is not that efficient.
Yep.
So I would like to ask you first, who is your ideal target market? Who are you trying to sell to?
So my ideal target market is small to medium manufacturing companies. Typically, these companies, if they're private equity owned, that's even better. Companies that are looking to either fix their supply chain or improve their supply chain, either in cost or reduce inventory. Companies that are looking for, you know, a change in their supply chain. Oftentimes, the companies will not have someone that's strategic in their supply chain, so they may not have a director of supply chain. They may just have a bunch of buyers and planners, and those are the perfect candidates for me to be able to add value.
It seems to me with the pandemic and the disruption of many supply chains, at least from the norm or what used to be the norm, that there would be a pretty good demand for your services.
Yes, there's supply chains finally getting the recognition that it's deserved and its value that it brings. So yeah, a lot of people are intensely aware of the deficiencies in their supply chain and just the challenges that are out there in the supply chain now, probably more than ever.
I see on your website that you do a number of things, at least in your services. You have 8 different blocks here. What would you say is the top problem or top 1 or 2 problems, areas here that people are coming to you for a solution for?
So the strategy is really kind of the core of what I do. Everything kind of feeds out of that, the supply chain strategy. Because again, these small to medium manufacturers often don't have a strategic approach to supply chain. They're very tactical, very reactionary, and they've gotten to a place in their business where what they're doing no longer works. And so the strategy and then the execution of the strategy are really kind of the core. And then all of those others really support that. So all the way from S&OP to strategic sourcing and all of that support the improvement of the supply chain.
I see on your website that you say, we eliminate the mess caused by reactionary short-term thinking. Could you maybe give an example of that?
Yeah, so a lot of my clients that are kind of in this reactionary mode, and I've seen it lots of places, when you're reactionary, it creates a mess in the sense that waiting until something's a problem, and then you spend the buyers spend all day firefighting. So production is out of part, and because they're out of parts, then they're building things that are not in the schedule, either ahead of the schedule. And so it kind of throws the whole organization for a loop when the supply chain is not on time and complete. So that's really the mess that comes from it. But also people's time in these companies are being spent trying to expedite parts and trying to basically fill gaps that are already there rather than forward thinking and creating a strategy where everything's lined out, parts are coming in when expected, they're coming in at cost, and everything is manageable and under control. So the mess is really the lack of control over the supply chain and lack of plan.
How do potential prospects realize that they're in a mess, and how do you find people that might be in a mess so you can contact them and start a dialogue?
So there's a number of ways that people would realize that they're in a mess. A lot of times, a lot of these size businesses tend to be family owned, And in some cases, there's either a desire to sell and they realize that, you know, they need to clean things up. In some cases, private equity has purchased the business and they're in the business of turning it around, improving profitability. And then in other cases, it's just an owner operator that's kind of grown the business to a certain size and realizes that they don't have the skills or ability to grow it further, specifically the supply chain. And so there's kind of a number of ways that I end up, I guess, reaching these people. In some cases, I actually have a group of other fractionals called Fractional Gurus, and there's a Fractional COO, and then I do the Fractional Supply Chain, and then there's Fractional HR, and then there's also Fractional Accounting. And so we partner together, and so oftentimes one of us will be helping a client if someone's helping with HR, and then they'll find out, oh, you have a supply chain problem. Well, I have someone that can help you. And so we are able to introduce each other to help the clients. In a lot of cases, that's where a lot of referrals come from. And we function as a team, so we're able to provide more of a consolidated solution rather than the client having to go and find each of these solutions independently.
Interesting. Is this a group that is informal, formal membership?
It's formal in the sense of, you know, we have a LinkedIn page, we have a website. We're all independent companies, though. But we've all worked together previously at other companies. And so regular meetings, we've attended events together and we basically support each other. So I would say in that sense, it is formal in that sense. However, we're all independent companies, but we function when we come on site for a client, we function as one team.
Interesting. I'll check it out. What would you say are the key factors and influences that have contributed to your success?
So specifically for Nitro Supply Chain, I have a long, long history of working in supply chain at larger corporations, and I've worked at smaller ones as well. What I really would say is the key to what I would consider my success is my ability to, first of all, to ask the right questions and to listen. And then the second one is to execute quickly. So a lot of these fractional clients, I'm on site for, let's say, 2 days a week. So I accomplish a significant amount in those 2 days because it's very focused on results. It's almost a bit like Scrum in the sense where it's accomplishing something every week. And I give a report out every week on what I've accomplished and then my observations. So 2 days a week, that short time frame, I know I got to move fast and I got to get a lot done. And then also the report out creates accountability for my time and what I've done. So that kind of just creates a cycle where a lot of progress happens very, very rapidly, faster than it would if I was to be an employee. There'd be extra emails and meetings and all of that, and maybe less pressure. That weekly wrap up drive a lot of action each week that results out of that.
Seems to me that what you just described is a great, what I call unique selling proposition. You probably heard USP, because I ask people all the time, what makes you different from and better than the competition? And 9 times out of 10, I get these vague answers like, well, we give great service, or we really get to know our clients and so forth. And what you just described seems to me, I don't know whether that's on your website or not, but seems to me that you might consider putting it on there, or better yet, getting some of your clients to say something like that so that you could put that on your website, because that is, I think, a key consideration for someone that might want to hire you is, well, this is an independent person. I don't have a lot of control over what they're doing in terms of their time. So how am I going to know that they're going to deliver? And what you just said really, I think, hones in on a factor that if it's not on your website, you might want to put it there, or you put it in your LinkedIn profile. Because again, it's a little bit different than what you hear other people say. It's specific. And I think it's very good. So I would consider putting it on your website or in your LinkedIn profile. Another question I like to ask is, describe something interesting or unusual about yourself that most people don't know.
One of the things that most people don't know, I actually have 2 Studebakers. I have a wrecker, a 1953 Studebaker wrecker, and a 1955 Studebaker wagon. And my grandfather owned the Studebaker dealership in Dumas, Texas. And the wrecker is from the dealership. And then the wagon was owned by my great-grandfather. So I'm in the process of restoring both of those. And anyway, so that's kind of what I do for a hobby.
Interesting. When I was in high school, going back many years, there was a guy who had a Studebaker Hawk. You may remember that, a Studebaker Hawk. It was like the hot Studebaker. And I remember driving around with this guy, and this car was fast. But as you know, Studebaker didn't make it. And maybe were they acquired by somebody, or what happened to Studebaker?
They merged with Packard, but they didn't innovate enough. They were having financial problems when they merged with Packard, but they didn't innovate enough on their designs. And so they couldn't, at the end, they just couldn't afford, you know, to create the new design to keep up with Ford and GM.
Yeah. Interesting. Second to last question. What advice would you give to someone who's considering working in your field?
So I guess kind of my field being, it's kind of a cross between fractional executive and supply chain. So what I have told people is if they're interested in starting it up, to go ahead and get started with the website and building their business before they quit their job. My situation was a little different. So I kind of started at ground zero and had to sprint to get the website up and start building clients, and all of that takes time. And so that would be my recommendation, is to don't quit whatever job you're in, but to keep doing that and then build it on the side until you're ready to make the leap.
That's great advice. Finally, what, if you have one, helpful business or personal resource could you share? Something that you use in your business or personal life, could be any health related, business related, anything that you, if you don't have anything, that's fine. But I always like to ask that, because a lot of times I find things that I wasn't aware of and that I can use.
Yeah, I know what you're asking as far as like a resource. I would say, honestly, that the audiobook apps, I use Overdrive, but that's not novel or anything like that. But being able to listen to audiobooks is really helpful. I spend a lot of time driving to clients and being able to get input with business strategies and even biographies and things like that have really helped round out just my knowledge and, you know, problem solving skills by, learning about how other people have problem solved and learning, new skills, negotiation and those type of things.
One of the traits of a truly successful person is you're always learning. You're always looking for additional nuggets. For every hour of content that I listen to, if I get one good nugget out of there, something I didn't know, a resource, a strategy, an angle, then I think it was worthwhile. And if you don't do that, then you'll never know. And if you're utilizing otherwise unproductive time, like driving or walking on the treadmill, why not learn something? Why not listen to somebody else who may have a nugget or two that you can utilize in your business, or you can adopt and adapt so that you can turn that information into something that can help your business and your clients? Because again, it's like listening to the content, listening to audiobooks. If you get one nugget out of an hour of your time that could save you thousands, make you thousands, help your clients, whatever, then it's worth it. I don't understand why more people don't listen to podcasts. But then what's the anecdote about most American adults only read one or two books in their entire life after they leave high school? How sad.
Yeah,
you know, there's so much information out there, so much insight that other people have, that there's no way that any one of us could have all that insight. But again, you know, I look for the one or two nuggets, and if I get those, boy, I'm just tickled pink. How can people get in touch with you? What's the best way?
Either going to my website or emailing me directly at brian@nitrosupplychain.com.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. And it's nitrosupplychain.com is your website.
Correct.
Got it. Okay, Brian, thanks so much. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.